Hey, Pamela.
Yes, Ryan?
It's Tuesday.
Yes.
But it should be called Newsday.
Nice one. I'm Pamela Kirkland.
And I'm Ryan Willard. It's Newsday, aka Tuesday, January 30th.
This is the 10 News.
Here are 10 things you need to know. Processing.
First up, we have a tough headline today. You may be hearing the name Tyre Nichols this week. He was a 29-year-old black man who was arrested by the Memphis police. During the arrest, the police beat Nichols, and he later died from his injuries. 5 Memphis police officers were fired and now have been charged. They will have to go to trial to talk about what happened. Officials are wondering why it took so long before anyone tried to help Tyre. We think police are supposed to protect us and keep us safe, but it's also important to keep your community safe from violent acts by the police. There's always something that can be done to help when tragedies like this happen. Like Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. Check in with your grown-ups if you have questions, and you can always reach out to us at the 10 News to share your feelings.
Next up, in literal world news. Did you wait to any asteroids lately? Last week, an asteroid the size of a minibus passed by Earth within 2,200 miles. That's closer than some satellites and much closer than the moon. The asteroid was discovered by an amateur astronomer only 2 weeks ago, but scientists say even if it had been on a collision course with Earth, it would have burnt up in the atmosphere.
Now we have some awesome kid news. Can you count on your classmates? One kid in Tennessee discovered he can when fellow students built him a new hand. High schooler Sergio's hand never fully formed. When his engineering teacher found out, he challenged the class to build Sergio a robotic hand. They finished the 3D printed build in 4 weeks, testing out Sergio's new hand with a game of catch. And in Minnesota, another group of kids is making a difference for disabled students in their school. When they realized their school's playground equipment was inaccessible, they raised $300,000 to build accessible playground equipment for their classmates.
Good job!
Now for news from around the world. World Heritage Site Machu Picchu and a number of airports have closed due to ongoing protests in Peru. Protesters want the new president, Dina Boluarte, to stand down. They want the previous president, Pedro Castillo, to be released from jail. He was charged with rebellion and conspiracy, but denies the charges. Dozens of Peruvian protesters have been injured or killed by the police crackdown on protests.
This is terrible.
Last Friday was Holocaust Remembrance Day. During the Holocaust, also called the Shoah, 6 million Jewish people were killed by the Nazis. It was the first genocide or attempt to kill an entire ethnic or religious group of people. Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff visited the site of Auschwitz, a Nazi death camp liberated at the end of World War II. A huge iceberg the size of 2 New York cities has broken off Antarctica's Brunt ice shelf. Scientists say this isn't due to climate change. It's a natural process in this part of Antarctica.
Phew.
India launched a new inhaled COVID vaccine. The nasal spray stimulates an immune response in the tissues of our nasal passages, teaching our body how to fight the virus.
Our last two headlines come to us from the entertainment world. It's movie awards season. Standout Irish actor Barry Keoghan was nominated for an Academy Award, and his story is inspiring many. You might have seen him in Marvel's Eternals. Keoghan spent 7 years in foster care with 13 different families. He got his first acting job at 18, answering an ad in a shop window. Now at 30, he's nominated for Best Supporting Actor in the film Banshees of Inisherin.
Wow!
And leading nominations is Best Picture nominee Everything Everywhere All at Once. The sci-fi romp is nominated for 11 Oscars. The star of the film, Michelle Yeoh, is the first openly Asian-identifying woman nominated for Best Actress at the Oscars.
Way to go!
That was 10 things you need to know right now.
Check out tomorrow's episode for our interview with Diamond White, the voice of Moon Girl in Marvel's new show, Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur.
I'm Pamela Kirkland.
And I'm Ryan Willard. Thanks for listening to the 10 News.
Data transfer complete.
Calling all trivia nerds, Brittany here, and I host the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast with my best friend, Meredith. Is your next car ride looking like a snooze fest? We've got the cure. 3 rounds of awesome trivia every week. Harry Potter, Disney, science, sports, you name it. No more silent car troubles. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Connect, laugh, and learn with your kids, big and small. New episodes every week wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.